Hey, what's happening, everybody? I recently got a message from my videographer, Scott, about a vacant property that was just recently built that whenever the new owner went to check it out, apparently some cows from a nearby farm decided they wanted to move in first and make it their own home. Needless to say, that place was destroyed. That got me thinking, what other problems are there with vacant properties? Number one, alarms. I have shown hundreds of homes that are vacant over my time as a real estate agent, and I always get a little bit nervous when there's a property that has an alarm. Even if I get perfect instructions on how to shut it off, I'm always kind of hoping that I don't have to deal with one because there are times that there can be problems. One time that really comes to mind is a condo that I was showing to a client of mine. We were going through the property, we were looking everything over. I thought I had the alarm shut off okay, but when we came downstairs from checking out the bedrooms, there was a cop standing at the front door waiting to talk to us. I smoothed everything over, it went okay, but let's just say that if you have an alarm in your property, make sure you give perfectly clear instructions on how to get it disarmed and make it as easy as possible for the person showing your home. Number two, bugs. I don't know what it is, but every empty house just becomes infested with all kinds of bugs. Spiders, beetles, ladybugs. It doesn't matter. If a property is vacant, it seems that it is just going to be full of bugs all the time. If you don't live in your home, make sure you have somebody who's going by to sweep it out or vacuum it out from time to time, because I can tell you right now, a lot of buyers find bugs all over the place, a major turnoff when they're looking at the property. Number three, extreme temperatures. It doesn't really cost that much extra to try to maintain your home's temperature at a somewhat normal rate. Whether that's in the winter, keeping it at about 55 just so it's not freezing cold in there, or if it's in the summer around 75 to 77 so it's not blazing hot. You want the buyer who's coming to look at your property to be as comfortable as possible so that they're not just worrying about how cold or hot they are and not really focusing on the merits that your home has to offer. Not only that, but make sure you keep the power on because if you have it shut off, you can have pipes that freeze in the winter. You can have the air conditioning seize up if it's not being utilized over time. It's just better overall to make sure that you have the temperature controls operating in a normal range if you can. Number four, no water. I talked recently in another video about a question that I'm asked all the time by buyers, and that's, can I use the bathroom? Unfortunately, even if the water is off, buyers still sometimes use the bathroom in these vacant properties. They may not even do it on purpose, because if you don't think to check before you go to the bathroom and you try to flush the toilet or anything else, there may be enough in the tank one time to get a little bit of a flush and you'll be okay. But if there's more than one family member who has to go, then you might run into an issue. And you really don't want that going on in a vacant property, because if you have something sitting in the toilet for a while and nobody's been in there, trust me, the smell is worse than you think. This happens more frequently than you would imagine. So please, if you're moving out of your house before it's sold, keep the water on. Number five, insurance issues. Now, if you don't notify your insurance company that the property is becoming vacant and there's some kind of issue that arises, maybe there's vandalism, maybe there's a pipe that breaks or other things, some insurance companies will actually deny claims if that property's been empty for a period of time and they weren't aware that that was the case. Make sure if you're moving out of your home, you let your insurance company know immediately so that they can tell you how to properly ensure things are taken care of and make sure that you don't miss out if a claim needs to be filed. Number seven, proper lawn care. I just realized I went from number five to number seven. Still, proper lawn care. If you're moving out of your property, make sure that you're getting the grass cut. Seems pretty simple. Here's the thing, if it's not cut all the time, it's not gonna be that big of a deal, but make sure you get somebody to keep it somewhat trimmed back and make sure it looks as good as possible. But also make sure you're hiring somebody that you can trust. or that you have your agent going by and checking on the property every once in a while, because unfortunately there are some people who will charge you and not even cut your grass. Here's the real number 7, extra food in the fridge. Remember when I said keep the power on and all these things? Well, if you're moving out of the house, make sure you empty out the fridge as well, because you may not realize it, but fridges can die at times, especially if they're not being utilized normally or the temperature outside is not being maintained because you're not keeping the heat and air in regulation. If you have food that you leave in your fridge, I can't tell you how many times I've walked into moldy, disgusting smelling properties because people forgot there was something in their fridge, and it is a huge, massive turnoff to buyers, and they may eliminate that house from their consideration just because of that. Number 8, your mail. Have someone pick up the mail from your house. You don't want to give out massive information in the marketplace that the property's empty by just having stacks of mail or newspapers left on the porch or in the mailbox. Whether that's a friend who still lives in the neighborhood or that's your real estate agent who's got the property listed, at least once a week, go and clear the mail so it doesn't look like the property is abandoned. Finally, number 9, gutters. Make sure you have somebody cleaning your gutters if you're not there. If we have a lot of rain or there's snow or other issues that are coming on and you don't have your gutters cleaned and they're not discharging water away from the foundation the way they should be, that can ultimately lead to a lot of water problems and other issues that you're gonna have to take care of before you can get your property sold. Thanks for checking out this episode on potential problems with vacant properties. The truth of the matter is right now, homes are selling pretty quickly, so as long as you price it right, you may not run into these issues. But if you do have to move before you sell, make sure you have somebody you can trust to help out and make sure your property is taken care of.